You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One.
Changing how we talk about drug abuse and more awareness of overdose remedies could cut down on the 70,000 drug-related deaths to the opioid epidemic last year. That's the opinion of local parents who had children who have overdosed and local prevention experts today during International Overdose Awareness Day. Dina Axe lost her daughter Morgan to an overdose. She found her daughter's character put on public trial when her story of trauma wasn't.
Morgan was ruthlessly attacked on social media and news outlets. People posted she deserved to die. What people do not know is that Morgan had a story. At the age of 17, her boyfriend committed suicide while on the phone with her. While she was thriving in rehab, my father, her grandfather, drowned in Atisco Lake.
Axe says all the victims of the crisis are people and shouldn't be referred to as addicts or junkies. ACR Health Overdose Prevention Counselor Kevin Donovan adds language can be deadly because it can prevent someone from seeking help.
As a recovering injection drug user myself, I can speak for the fact that stigma, it really affects all levels of society. Active users are judging themselves, and that's making it harder for them to get into recovery. So if I'm blaming myself for the disease that I have, it's a self-defeating cycle, and it's going to keep making it easier for me to go back to that substance.
Mary Lorini considers herself a lucky parent. Her son was discovered by a passerby moments after he overdosed on fentanyl-laced heroin, and he was revived by Narcan.
So I am so grateful that there is Narcan, that it's out there, and I would love for people to know that it's the one thing that can save a life, and it's worth everything to me to put that out there and let people know that it works and it saves lives.
She's told numerous people to get trained to use Narcan, even her 13-year-old daughter. ACR health officials say there needs to be more resources for treatment and prevention, as well as Narcan. The agency does training and notes all New York State pharmacies are supposed to have the overdose remedy available without a prescription. A reported 91 people died of overdoses in Onondaga County last year. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, WAER.org.